Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
I'm the cowboy that came here from Texas just to play you my music, that's all. My long shaggy hair and the clothes that I wear ain't fit for no big fancy ball. But the cowboys, they still come to see me, and the hippies all gather around when I sing of my life in the city, love, with roots in a small Texas town. That white-collar crowd may be stealing anything that the law will allow, a pen for a gun, but they don't have no fun, 'cause they don't fit in our crazy crowd. But the cowboys, they still come to see me, and the hippies all gather around when I sing of my life in the city, with roots in a small Texas town. Yeah, the cowboys, they still come to see me, and the hippies all gather around when I sing of my life in the city, with roots in a small Texas town.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and after a two-month hiatus, too long, we are back on Cygnus Radio Airwaves every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing you the best in all things Americana-ish. And well, kids, it was a wild 2 months, not just for the world in the worst way possible, but it was a wild time in Americana music because there was a lot of really good music that was released while I was not on the airwaves sharing it with you all. And first I'd like to say thank you though to the folks here at Cygnus Radio for keeping my seat warm for me, allowing me to come back on these airwaves and pollute them as I do. But also thank you to you, dear listener, who's tuning in. I hope you missed this show as much as I did, because I did. And as I mentioned, there was a lot of new music that came out. We're going to focus really hard on all of that new music over the next few weeks, because I would have been playing it for the last, I don't know, 8 or 9 shows that I missed, and I got to cram it all in, happily. And one album that got released on October 3rd, I cannot even believe I'm telling you about a new Waylon Jennings record. And not just one new Waylon Jennings record, but this is one of, I believe, three new Waylon Jennings records that are going to come out courtesy of his son, Shooter, who, of course, had been sitting on boxes of recordings from the 70s and early 80s, which is the best Waylon Jennings period, and has finally gotten around to mastering and releasing some of this stuff, which a lot of it was in Tact, including that song right there, which is entitled The Cowboy, Small Texas Town, a song that was recorded in 1978 as part of the I've Always Been Crazy sessions, which is a phenomenal record. But that song would have fit perfectly on that album. If they had an extra 2.5 minutes, they could have crammed it on. Love that tune, and very excited to hear more. And we are going to play more. We'll have one more Waylon Jennings song coming up. But let's get into some other new stuff, including some stuff from my backyard, because this second half of the year has seen so far a lot of really good albums come out of the state of Connecticut. Shocking, I know. I talk about it all the time. One album that I'm super duper excited about is from a band, an artist out of New Haven called Ponybird. I'll tell you more about that new record when we come back, but here's a track off it right now. This is Ponybird. This is Waver. That's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Talking circles in a hurricane, pulling covers just to feel the pain, saying everything you wanna say, leave a firm mark. Get out the way before it breaks, feel the sorrow. Different light, and that's it's alright. I saw your face on a movie screen back before I even knew your name. Somewhere flipping through a magazine, some words are for talking, others to say. They're all stepping stones. What if everything about you was my favorite part? A lost art. It's kinda hard to talk about. You're the realest thing I've ever seen.
destination. Please treat them well. Love and feeling. Let me know when they're back in town. Love and feeling. Let me know when they're back in town.
Side of the tracks, and that right there, a block of new music, as we mentioned we would do. That was Amanda Shires, who I have been a big fan of long before she joined the 400 unit. And she's got a new solo record out called Nobody's Girl, which just released a couple weeks ago. And you can find that album at amandashires.bandcamp.com. We gave you the track Streetlights and Stars. As you could imagine, after her high-profile divorce from one Jason Isbell, it's a pretty sad record. But it's a pretty powerful record, too. Definitely check that out, Amanda Shires. Before that, we gave you three artists from my neck of the woods here in Connecticut. Chris Cavalieri has a new record out. I love this guy. Phenomenal player, phenomenal songwriter. Just dropped a new record called Self-Checkout on October 3rd. Literally, as I'm doing this show, I messaged him because the album cover looks like a still from the film Nope, which I hope it is because I love that movie. But we gave you the track called Night Society Boogie. It's the opener. And you can find that at christophercavalieri.bandcamp.com. Before that, gentleman out of the Hartford area by the name of Michael Suttis. And he's got a new record out now called Out of My Hands, his debut full-length solo album. It's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. We gave you a track off of it called A Lost Art. You can find that at Michael Suddes, SUDDES.com. It's starting off the block. Pony Bird from the New Haven area, who, if you've listened to this show before, you have heard lots of Pony Bird back in the day. And the new record out is called Fire and Stars. Phenomenal album, just dropped on September 26th. And I'm going to be playing a lot off of this record over the next few months for sure. We gave you the track Waver, which is the album opener. And you can find it at ponybird.bandcamp.com. All right, let's go back into some new stuff. I was pleasantly surprised over the last like 6 months when I kept getting announcements from bands on social media that they had new records coming out. Some of my favorite bands that are active today are putting stuff out, which is always fun, including this trio out of New York called Damn Tall Buildings. Love this band. Love, love, love this band. Their new record is called The Universe is Hungry. It has just dropped this past Friday, October 24th. Let's give you a track off it right now called Turkish Airlines. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
I'd rather fly Turkish Airlines first class, premium spirits, martinis with real glass, off to Morocco or someplace like that. Drinking mint tea, smoking double Jew hash. Then I wake up feeling better, like I got my shit together. I'll be walking around like I'm still sleeping. Showed up for dinner, looking down at my shoes, I'm not even embarrassed. White as pearls hanging down from your necklace. Don't be alarmed, honey, don't be mistaken. I've always been a great one, just in the making. If you see me around and it looks like I'm floating, like a still picture that's finally in motion. No little lies, won't you tell it to me straight? Fever dream, when all that you're seeing isn't quite what it seems. Is the life that you're living just a distraction? And all that you're doing's only been a reaction. So tired of the TV, late night conversations, highways from expressway to Sunoco Station. Won't you let me down easy, the best that you can? And now that you see me for all that I am, no little lies, won't you tell it to me straight?
Oh,
keep you hanging around. Decided it was boring and it got you down. You think you're a cowboy, well, you're just a clown. Goodbye and good riddance to you. Don't go thinking you'll leave me blue. It doesn't matter what you say or do. You got a story, well, I got one too. Goodbye and good riddance, my friend.
Looking at your face, I pass.
gone.
I'd like to love you, baby, and keep my other baby too. I'd like to put my arms around you, that's all I wanna do. If the sun don't shine tomorrow, I know I got you. And I'd like to love you, baby, and keep my other baby too. Sometimes my baby's sleeping, sometimes she ain't around. Sometimes I try to find her, afraid she put me down. Won't you let me hold you, let me lean on you? Cause I'd like to love you, baby, and keep my other baby too. The baby too. I'd like to put my arms around you, that's all I wanna do. Won't you let me hold you, let me lean on you? Cause I'd like to love you, baby, and keep my other baby too.
Wrong side of the tracks, and I told you we were going to play at least one more Waylon Jennings tune off of this Songbird record. I tell you what, man. Again, this is another song, I'd Like to Love You Baby, that was recorded in 1978 during the I've Always Been Crazy sessions, and it sounded like it could have been a double record, because these are some killer tunes. And shout out to Shooter Jennings, who came in and just kind of mastered them and cleaned them up a little bit, and we're going to have a killer album of Waylon Jennings stuff to listen to. Just dropped on October 3rd, so make sure you check that out. Before that, we gave you some new stuff from three artists that I just absolutely adore, including Brennan Lee. Man, there are few, if any, artists that embody true, pure country western music the way Brennan Lee does today. Take all that pop rock with cowboy hat bullshit you hear on major radio. This is country music, kids. Brennan Lee off of her new album, Don't You Ever Give Up on Love, released through Signature Sounds Recordings. We gave you the track, Thank God You're Gone. And you can find that at brennanlee.bandcamp.com. Before that, another artist who's playing great, pure country western music is Ramona and the Holy Smokes. And they've got a new self-titled album out, which just dropped a few weeks ago. And we gave you a track called Goodbye and Good Riddance, which, by the way, I had the great Rick Allison play on his show, The Allison Transmission, when I guested it on there a couple weeks ago. He asked me what I had been listening to that was new during the hiatus, and this was one of the first records that I mentioned. And so we played that track, and I played it here as well, and you can find it at ramonaandtheholysmokes.bandcamp.com. And then starting off the block, Damn Tall Buildings from Brooklyn, New York. The Universe is Hungry is the name of the new album that just dropped on October 24th. We gave you one of the singles off of it, Turkish Airlines, and you can find that at Damn Tall Buildings. www.bandcamp.com. Phenomenal Newgrass Trio. Love those guys. All right, so let's go into some old stuff now. We'll get back to the new stuff next week. But we got a couple birthdays to celebrate. One birthday coming up, or that just happened, depending on when you're listening to this show. You're going to know who it is the minute I play those two songs. Okay? We'll get to that. But I first want to celebrate the birthday of a songwriter by the name of Lee Clayton. Born Billy Hugh Schatz, October 29th, 1942. Lee Clayton, he did put out several solo albums in the 1970s and 80s, but was most famously known for writing a bunch of songs recorded by artists like Waylon Jennings. In fact, he wrote a bunch of songs that Waylon Jennings recorded. And being we've played new Waylon Jennings, I thought that we would play versions of a couple songs that Lee Clayton wrote by other people that Waylon Jennings made famous. You following that? Including this song right here. The tune called Ladies Love Outlaws. And this is an important song, not just because it's a great song and Waylon crushed it on an album of the same name from 1972, but because that Ladies Love Outlaws album was one of the two records that really pushed Waylon towards his outlaw image and changes in his recording style. And outlaw from the song title and album title is where we now derive outlaw country music. So there's a little history for you. Lee Clayton is the guy who wrote it. This is the Everly Brothers doing their version from 1972, and this is Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Bessie was a lovely child from West Tennessee. Leroy was an outlaw, hard-eyed and mean. One day she saw him staring, and it chilled her to the bone. And she knew she had to see that look on a child of her own. Cause ladies love outlaws, like babies love stray dogs. Ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold. Outlaws touch ladies somewhere deep down in their soul. Linda was a lady, blonde and built to last. Billy was an old good guitar picker running from his past. Listening to his song, she heard nothing but bad news. Still she made her mind up to get him win or lose. Cause ladies love outlaws, like babies love stray dogs. Ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold. Outlaws touch ladies somewhere deep down in their soul. Jesse locked her Cadillacs and diamonds for her hand. Waymore had a reputation as a ladies' man. Late one night a light of love finally gave a sign. And Jesse parked her Cadillac and took her place in line. Cause ladies love outlaws, like babies love stray dogs. Ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold. Outlaws touch ladies somewhere deep down in their soul. Cause ladies love outlaws, like babies love stray dogs. Ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold. Outlaws touch ladies anywhere they want to. Yeah.
too late. Your bed found the street was simple, the same line. Couldn't see how blind a man can be, how quick life can fly. As lines on my face grow deep, and will of my soul. The taste of fame is finding me no more. All attention and hunger are gone. All I have left is money and fame. I'm a prisoner to the road I'm on.
Said, here we go again. high-powered lovers gotta look at each other. He thought it was love at first sight. They danced and got high, and then by and by she came up to his room for the night. Then this jet-set mama left for Yokohama with a millionaire from San Antonio. And when Lucky woke up, his loot and his lady were gone. Now he sits in Louisville drowning in Sir Bash whiskey, while she rides through the streets of Juarez in a long limousine. He lost his pride and a whole lot besides, and she just don't give a damn.
Up under his coat, cut you down in a New York minute. If it catch you cheating, that was all she wrote. So call up Trudy on the telephone, send her a letter in the mail. Tell her I'm hung up. Last Friday evening, sure as hell didn't mean to stay. I was on my way back to Louisiana, had a powerful thirst and 6 months pay. I met a peroxide blonde in a bar on Deep End. I was flying high and feeling mean, poured down a bottle and a half of red eye. I dropped $35 in the slot machine, and the boys in the back was a dealing seven card. I sat down and won me 110. I was raking in chips like Grant took Richmond. The big John Lee called me strolling in. He red dogged the table like a 707. Pretty soon he done won all of my bread. He reached for a pistol. I grabbed a chair and went upside of his head, and then I took off running like a motorcycle. A bullet, bullet. Heard the bullets whining and the sirens wail. But it took half the cops in Dallas County just to put one coon ass boy in jail. So call up Trudy on the telephone. Send a letter in the mail. Till I'm hung up in Dallas, and they won't let me out. this jail. Yes, you ask you how I'm feeling. Yeah, I'm just about to lose my mind. But worried about old Johnny Lee Walker and the girl I left behind. Call up Judy on the telephone. Send her a letter in the mail.
Wrong Side of the Tracks. I told you you would know who the second birthday was the second I started playing the songs. And of course, that second birthday is Charlie Daniels. Charlie Daniels, born October 28th, 1936. Of course, cut his teeth in Nashville as a session player. Played on the Nashville Skyline record by Bob Dylan and a bunch of other albums you probably didn't know he played on. And then started releasing his own music in the early 1970s, and eventually the Charlie Daniels Band would become one of the preeminent country rock groups in the world, including that album right there, Fire on the Mountain from 1974, and the track Trudy, which is one of my favorite Charlie Daniels Band songs. Not one of his more well-known tunes, but man, you'd be hard-pressed to find a song that really, really captured what this band could do than that tune right there. And that's actually the second time he recorded that song. That track also appears on his self-titled debut album from 3 years earlier, 1971. I like this version better. It's a little more rockin'. Before that, we gave you Fallen in Love for the Night, which of course appears on the Urban Cowboy soundtrack. I probably play tracks off of the Urban Cowboy soundtrack a disproportionate amount of times because... Well, we owned it on cassette when I was a kid and listened to it in the car all the time. And that song is one of my favorites off of it. And if you really have to like pay attention in the movie to hear the song in the film. It's like really low in the background. During a scene of domestic violence. So, as that film had way too much of in 1980. But Charlie Daniels Band, love that song very, very much. And again, Charlie Daniels is born October 28th, and then two tracks written by Lee Clayton, Memories of You and I, which is one of my favorite Waylon Jennings songs from 1974. We gave you a live version from Sturgill Simpson from 2017, and if you didn't know, if you didn't have the track listing sitting in front of you as you're listening to this on your phone or laptop or whatever, when it first starts, you're like, oh, he's playing another Waylon song, because Sturgill Simpson sounds exactly like Waylon Jennings on that recording, at least when it starts off. Love that tune. And then before that, Ladies Love Outlaws, as recorded by the Everly Brothers from their country album Pass the Chicken and Listen from 1972, of course, the same year that Waylon put it out on his Ladies Love Outlaws titled album from that year. Lee Clayton, born October 29th, 1942. Now, we always finish off this show with Willie Nelson. And Willie Nelson also recorded a Lee Clayton song. And he did the best version of this Lee Clayton song. And it's a live version. You're not going to find any version of this tune better than this one right here from the 1978 Willie and Family Live album written by Lee Clayton. It's Willie Nelson, If You Could Touch Her at All. Till next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
Funny a woman can come on so wild. And insist I don't watch her undress or watch her watch me. And then stand by my bed and shiver as if she were cold. Just to lie down beside me and touch me as if I were gold. One night of love can't make up for 6 nights alone. But I'd
rather have one than none, Lord, 'cause I'm flesh and bone. And sometimes it seems that she ain't worth the trouble at all. But she could be worth the world if somehow you could touch her at all. Right or wrong, a woman can own any man. She can take him inside her and hold his soul in her hand. Then leave him as weak and as weary as a newborn child. Fighting to get his first breath and open his eyes. One night of love can't make up for six nights alone. I'd rather have one than none, Lord, 'cause I'm flesh and bone. It seems that she ain't worth the trouble at all. But she could be worth the world if somehow you could touch her at all. Worth the trouble at all. But she could be worth the world if somehow you could touch her eyes.
All right, thank you very much.